Just $19.99, might as well change your oil, rotate your tires, and check your brakes. All just $19.99. A small price to help keep your car running longer. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil, taxes and shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Only $6.99.
An 8-ounce Kansas City strip sirloin and roasted potatoes for just $6.99. Tonight only at Yacovelli's in Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. A succulent 8-ounce Kansas City strip sirloin with roasted potatoes. Just $6.99 tonight only.
At Yacovelli's.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell wiper blades. No, we install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We'll install wipers in the rain, snow, even hail. We like hail. It's like nature's Swedish massage. Plus, now save $10 instantly when you buy 2 Trico Neoform wiper blades. Fast, free wiper blade installation at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Guess who's at the Home and Garden Show Thursday through Sunday? John Beal Roofing. Swing by their booth to register for $5,000 in home improvements. And Friday from 6 till 7 p.m., Cardinal Great Jack Clark will sign autographs at the John Beal Roofing booth.
Oh, John Beal.
Snoopy?
No.
Snoopy?
No.
Of a man.
There you go, man.
Love a woman.
The purpose
and
a of a man
hey.
Is to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man.
Right, here's the bad news. Bad news, no Dawn Meadows Dixon today with the movie. The good news, we have an entire hour where a big chunk of it we can talk to you. So what I thought, in addition to all the other calls that we take, let's take one call, and when you call, tell Dan that this that you want to do this, and we'll only do one. If you have seen a movie recently, either in the theater or one that was just released for rental or download or whatever, either really good or really bad, nothing in between, but you got one, you want the world to know how great it is or how bad it is, you call, you can take Dawn's place today, and you can tell us about this movie, and you can give it ARDs, and so I'll let Dan make the decision from the calls that come in, who we put on to do that. Otherwise, about anything else, just call these numbers, 314, it's the same number you'll call for that, by the way, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Now, there's another story in the news today that would get anybody's attention. There is a rapper out of Brooklyn, and I think those of us who are really into rap, as you know I am, his name is Fabolous.
Oh, sure.
You know the rapper Fabolous?
Absolutely.
You know the story about him?
No.
You'll love this. Went to a place in Atlanta Saturday night called Club Compound. All right. Now, his tweet that went out, he went there to help celebrate the birthday of another guy named Fly Ty, okay? So he sends a tweet out. Here's his tweet. Atlanta, tonight, I'll be at Club Compound for my bro Fly Ty B-Day celebration. Come celebrate life with your boy.
All right.
All right, that's
the
tweet.
Got it
so far. So, apparently, his followers or homeboys or whatever you call it, I don't know, showed up, and this guy, Fabolous. Now, before I tell you this, what this is going to prove again is how much money there must be in the rap business. I've seen the cribs when they show their cars.
Right.
Check this. Fabolous, last Saturday night at Club Cowboy, dropped just in champagne $45,000. He bought $45,000 in bottles of M-O-E-T, that sounds
French. Moet.
Moet?
Yeah.
What kind of champagne is good enough to cost that kind of money? And I didn't keep the part where they said how many bottles. It was like, you know, 40, 50 bottles of this stuff. $45,000. That's what he paid.
That's amazing.
For champagne. There's big dough in the rap business.
Pretty generous guy.
Have you ever heard of that Ace of Spades champagne? Apparently there's a big, I mean, it's a giant bottle, like, I think it's like 15 liters or something. It sells for $100,000.
Good grief. And they sell it?
Yeah, I've seen it before. I've seen pictures, in, you know, a celebrity in a club or a rapper or somebody, they have to carry it because it's a big, giant bottle. It's like 3 feet long or whatever. But they're carrying it out through the crowd to the VIP area. 100 grand.
I wouldn't want to break it open and drink it.
Even the regular bottles of it are like almost $500, I think. But that,
the only champagne, Dan, I just lost my IM screen. I'll have to get it back. The only champagne that I, the names that I know that are, you know, like Dom Perignon, which has been around forever, and Cristal. I've never heard of
that.
This,
was so. Yeah, that was big for a while, but I don't hear about them buying Cristal or rapping about Cristal anymore. Maybe that's not the, maybe not, it's Moët now.
Not real familiar with this Moët thing. Dan, hang on a second. I'm kind of rebooting my screen here, so if you have any calls on there, you can give me one second.
We have Jesse that's Jesse that wants to do a movie review.
Okay, well, let me reboot. Let me get this back up. I think I have just done that, and let's put Jesse on here. Jesse, how are you?
What's going on, Frank? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I can already tell from the enthusiasm and the sound of your voice, you're going to be a great movie reviewer.
I'll try to. I don't know, possibly, Don knows pretty good.
Well, with a possible replacement future ahead for you, what movie do you have for us?
Safe House with Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, this is going to be good because this one happens to be one I have seen and talked about, but I'm going to let you go. Now, when did you see it?
Last Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an excellent movie.
Did you say excellent?
Excellent.
Okay.
Denzel Washington plays the bad guy throughout the entire movie, and you really have to stick close to the end to find out, you know, put it all together. But I thought it was an excellent movie, the way they shot it, the camera work, the sound, and the whole story was really good.
Okay, now that's not going to cut it. You got to tell us what is the story. If you're telling somebody what the movie's about, what's it about?
Denzel Washington is a rogue CIA agent.
Okay.
And he's been rogue for 8 years, and he has people after him throughout the entire movie, and he doesn't know who it is, and come to find out it was the CIA after him.
Okay.
And I don't know if I want to spoil it for all the people on the at the ending, but it really had a good ending.
Well, ARDs up to four. How many?
Three and a half.
Wow, you and I disagree on this one. Here they come, three and a half.
All right, Dan.
I saw it and I thought it was like about 100 other chase movies that I had seen, where a guy's after another guy the whole movie and jumping buildings and falling on trucks and in and out of cars and smashing stuff up. And I never really was able to follow the real story. But, hey, I appreciate your review.
All right, thank you very much, Frank.
All right, good job. Let's give him a round of applause. You did a pretty good job. There's a name you don't hear every day, Zavon. Is that right, Zavon?
That is correct.
Zavon, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. What can we do for you?
I was going to do a movie review.
Well, we're going to cut the movie reviews off after yours. I'm going to let you do that, and then no more reviews. What movie do you have?
I rented, and I've never done this before because I have an iPhone, but I rented on iTunes The Ides of March recently and saw that with George Clooney as the political candidate.
Yeah, I saw this, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I did see it. Saw it in the theater.
I really liked it because I thought George Clooney, who was the director of the film and one of the writers, and it was taken from a play called Farragut North, and I really enjoyed the film, and it's got incredible supporting cast. You've got Paul Giamatti as kind of the as one of the supporting characters, and Philip Seymour Hoffman as a supporting character, and I thought it was a great film. The whole idea is you're watching this kind of this political campaign in action, and you've got the young up-and-coming smart campaign strategist and kind of the old grizzled Philip Seymour Hoffman campaign manager, and George Clooney kind of plays this character. At the beginning you think he's really a great candidate for office, and just like all political candidates, he's tarnished as the film goes on. You see more and more that he's not the most likable character as the young strategist comes to realize that you can't get a little bit pregnant in the political game, and I thought it was well acted.
You have done an excellent job describing this movie. Would you agree that Ryan Gosling was really more the star than George Clooney?
Oh, absolutely. Ryan Gosling is the main character, and watching his immersion into the mud, as it were, was fascinating. And he does a really great job of coming in. He's kind of this hot shot, fresh out of law school, kind of learning the game, and then he realizes that the game isn't what he thought it was, and it's a lot dirtier, and if you want to win, you've got to be willing to get down in the mud, kind of a thing, and deal with scandal. And I thought he did a great job with it.
And I also believe that in that movie, if you watch it, you learn a lot of stuff that's probably about 90% true about politics.
I think
it did a good job of taking us on the inside. ARDs, how many, Zavin?
Uh-oh.
He gone? He Zavin? Didn't use ARDs. Well, oh. He would have had it.
Zavin?
No.
He was good.
I don't know.
What the hell's on here?
I don't know.
Hello?
Lines are crossed.
Yeah. He would have given that at least 3.5 the way he sounded. Jim is on. Hello, Jim.
I'll let you guys know. Still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. That big bottle of champagne is called a Jeroboam. Like a 3-gallon. Oh.
3-gallon bottle.
Wow. I've heard of Magnums, the bigger.
Magnum. This is like triple Magnum.
Wow.
But they are. They are about 3 feet tall, and they're like bigger than the old whiskey bottle banks that everybody used to have, the plastic ones.
Yeah.
But that's about the size of them. They're that big.
Man, all right. 3 gallons.
Now we know.
Okay,
we appreciate it.
Jeroboam it is.
Jeroboam. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, you bet.
All right. You know what? Anything goes here. We got a lot of time. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. There's a reminder, because I just found out I'm being sent away on assignment tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, I'll be away. Yeah, they just told me that.
On assignment?
Yeah.
What kind of assignment?
I don't know. It's a top secret thing, but I'll be on assignment.
Hey, Zavin's back to give his ARDs.
Oh, well, great. Zavin, we didn't get any ARDs. How many, buddy?
I'm going to give it 3.25 ARDs.
I was close. I said 3.5. Here they come right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Thank you, Zavin.
Thanks, Frank.
That's a good name. You don't hear that name every day.
No.
Not just every little baby is born gets a name Zavin on him. That's a good one. All right, 3.25. Since I won't be able to remind you tomorrow, Sunday night's the Oscars, right?
Right.
Yes.
Billy Crystal back again. I'm looking for something spectacular.
Hey, someone just called and said they don't want to go on, but to remind you of the tobacco.
Oh, you know what? Thank you, whoever you are. Here we go. Yes, 2 days. I've forgotten to follow and finish the tobacco enema story. I got an email from a listener, and it was political in its leaning, and it was trying to make fun of Obama healthcare. So I'm excluding all that. But what I took away from it was what I wondered. Was a joke, if it was a joke, when they made some reference to tobacco enema. So I go online and I go to a couple of different places, medical sites, and sure enough, 100, 150 years ago, turn of the century, whatever, doctors had a separate, doctor's bag that had their tobacco enema equipment in it. Let me read you what I pulled up here on the tobacco enema. It was a medical procedure, it says, used in Western medicine during the turn of the 19th century. It included an insufflation of tobacco smoke, there's a big word for you, into the patient's rectum by way of a smoke enema. The tobacco, at that time, was recognized as a medicine. You know what's really amazing to me? Cocaine used to be sold at the corner drugstore.
Yeah.
And it used to be in Coca-Cola. That's why it's called Coca-Cola. But you could buy cocaine. And it was considered just like having aspirin around the house. This is how things have changed. Tobacco was thought to be have this great medicinal value. So once it gets to, you know, this part of the world, they said it was used by medical practitioners for things like headaches, respiratory failure. That's funny in itself. Respiratory failure, so you get tobacco. Stomach cramps, colds, drowsiness, and the idea to apply tobacco smoke in the rectum as an enema was a technique that had come from the North American Indians. And they thought that if you had severe stomach pain, like cramping in your stomach, that if you'd shoot smoke up your butt, you know, that would help that. And they also used it to resuscitate drowning victims. Now tell me how that's supposed to make any sense. You pull somebody out of the river, they're drowned.
Flip them over.
Tobacco smoke up his rectum.
Wow.
But it's true. Now, they've got medical journals that they have found to document this stuff. And in the journals, they state that the body can undergo a stimulation of respiration through the introduction of tobacco smoke through a rectal tube. And by the turn of the 19th century, tobacco smoke enemas had become a well-established practice in Western medicine. You know what? Thank goodness they got rid of that, because I do not want to go to the doctor and have tobacco smoke or anything else blown up my butt.
They probably revived somebody. They pulled them out of the water, and then they go, "What are you doing with my butt?" That got him up.
Yeah.
It says it was considered by the humane societies, and this is not like dog and cat, but like people, humane societies, to be important as a form of artificial respiration. Meaning, if you stop breathing, and this is right out of the medical journals, the doctor's first action was to shove a tube up your rectum and start pumping tobacco smoke into your body. They did it for hernias. And it was often supplemented with other substances like chicken broth. I don't quite understand how that works. Now you're blowing chicken broth and smoke up somebody's butt. According to a report from an 1835 medical journal, tobacco enemas were used successfully to treat cholera. So far, it sounds like they use it for everything. Cholera during the stage of collapse. And then attacks on the theories about the ability of tobacco to cure diseases started in the 17th century. King James I denounced the treatment in 1811. There was an English scientist. He demonstrated that nicotine, which was the principal active agent in tobacco smoke, was a cardiac poison and could stop the circulation of blood. So once again, you go from this is a great medicine to this is going to kill you if you do it. Completely opposite, 180-degree turnaround. So there you have it, the history and everything you need to know about tobacco enemas.
You could blow smoke rings.
You know,
hey, look at that.
Maybe that's how the Indians signaled.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't come this way.
I think Rich is on the line. Hello, Rich. Rich.
Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm sure glad I went around the 17th century, because I don't know if you'd probably had to hold me down to do that.
Yeah, you and me both, man. I agree.
About a year ago or so, you gave you gave a website of some Beatles medley and other medley these groups sang, and I've tried to find it. I didn't write it down that day, and I never could find it again. Remember what? Do you remember talking about that?
I don't remember a website.
Oh, it's something.
But in the 60s, there was a record released, and it wasn't the Beatles, but it sounded like the Beatles, and they did
exactly. That's exactly what you were talking about. There was a place where you could go to get it.
No, here's what you do. I don't know the place to get it, but if you Google Stars on 45.
Wait a minute. Okay, that's what I don't have. Stars.
Right. Stars on 45. That was the name. And by the way, I have this on my iPod.
I remember you telling me you had it.
To this day, it's incredible. They did the Stones, they did the Beatles, they did Stevie Wonder, and these people, whoever they were, the sound-alikes, sounded exactly like the Beatles, the Stones, Stevie Wonder, and so they just meshed all these songs together, and it's a pretty incredible piece, and I don't know what happened, but after the 60s, I never heard of them again.
Isn't it kind of
like... But you can still get it. I actually downloaded it. I don't know if it was Amazon or iTunes or whatever, but if you go Stars on 45, you'll find it.
Isn't it kind of like Jive Bunny, too?
Yes, similar? It is like Jive Bunny. It's very similar to Jive Bunny.
Well, I've heard it before, like you talked about. Somewhere I heard it, and I couldn't believe it wasn't the Beatles, but you would never have known it.
No.
It was that good.
It's amazing.
But,
and check out...
I was at a place where I could ask.
Check out Jive Bunny, too, the peon just mentioned.
All right, Jive Bunny.
Yeah, Jive Bunny. Same thing. They do, like, they'll do Chuck Berry, and they'll just roll with the same tempo, the same beat from song to song to song, and it's just a great party, poolside, vacation music to play.
Right, That's exactly what I'm looking for. Yeah, so I know that a lot of those groups in the 70s, 60s, and 70s, I didn't know this. You probably know it. There was a group, a house band, that did all the music. They just went in there and sang. They didn't even play the instruments.
Right.
A lot of those groups.
In fact, the monkeys, I believe, when the monkeys actually started, they can play at all. Somebody else was doing the playing. They were just like mimicking and playing dead instruments, and then they kind of gradually learned to play a little bit. But right. Yeah, Jive Bunny and Stars on 45, you can't play them without feeling good.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Appreciate
you bet.
It.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Joe, you got two Joes. Let's go with the first one. Joe, number one, how are you?
Hey, Frank, game in a pen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, in the mid-70s, during the disco era, man, they shoved straws up rectums, man, to blow smoke to retrieve hamsters and gerbils. And the main reason they did that is once the gerbil got up there, the gerbils were like, I got nowhere else to go.
All righty. He didn't even let us have to hang up.
He knew.
He did it himself.
He knew. Yeah.
Joe number two, let's get him in here real quick. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm even better. What's up?
Great. Long-time listener, first-time caller, AM into PM.
We're glad to have you. Hope you'll call again. How can we help you?
Well, I'm calling about the chicken broth and the rectum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you remember those books they have out called Chicken Soup for the Soul?
I think I know where you're headed with this.
Chicken Soup for the Hole?
That's exactly where I thought you were headed with it.
There it is.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Joe. You too. I mentioned before NASCAR. I know it's big. I've tried to get into it. I actually made a serious attempt with a friend of mine who's a NASCAR fanatic. We sat down and watched a couple of races together, and I'm not knocking it. I think it's great, people. I just couldn't make myself get excited about it unless there's, you know, a wreck. There's a great article in USA Today. And this guy, I think, is a big announcer or something for NASCAR. He's been with NASCAR forever. And he's published a list of terms that you'll hear the announcers use in a NASCAR race. I'm going to throw a couple of them at you. Who in the room is the biggest NASCAR fan? Anybody?
I'm like you. I've tried, but I can't get into it.
I've tried a little bit, but I have friends that are huge NASCAR fans. So
what is bump drafting? If the guy calling the race says that he bump drafted.
Oh, when the guy behind someone and he comes up and he bumps him in the rear bumper, I think, and then he catches the draft from the guy in front. You know what I mean?
You're sort of right, because these guys work in teams. Is that right?
Yeah.
There could be a handful of races. Yeah.
Help each other. It's where a driver will. You're right. Briefly, bump. A guy that's on his team to just give him a little bit of a boost and an advantage so that he won't have to accelerate. Now, why he couldn't just accelerate, I don't know. Here's a good one. Dirty air. Who wants to go after this one? Dirty air.
Dirty air.
I don't know.
Oh.
It's the turbulence created by a lead car that has negative impacts and impacts negatively the downforce and the handling of a trailing car. There's a lot of physics and science to this race.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not like step on the gas and turn the wheel. Let me get one more here. Oh, this is a good one. Marbles. When they refer to marbles. I actually knew this one.
Really?
Marbles. If they talk about marbles.
Is that like little pieces of the tire on the track or something?
You are a genius.
Wow.
Marbles are pieces of tire rubber. It build up in the turns, and it gives the drivers the sensation that they're driving on marbles because they're driving. Very good, P.I.
Thank you.
Very, very good. All right, we'll take a little break, and let's just talk about tires. As long as we're talking about racing and tires, let's talk about tires, and let's talk about what it is that causes you to go one place over another one to buy tires, because it's in your neighborhood, because it's close to work. What is it? What? Because you saw a bunch of big ads, you went to a game, and in the dome, you looked up and you saw some lit up sign for a tire place. That's not how I decide where I buy anything or why I buy anything. I try to figure out who. Unfortunately, the best way to put it is who's not going to cheat me. I mean, and nowadays it has come down to. Who is it that isn't going to screw me over and cheat me and lie to me or make up some phony baloney kind of mumbo-jumbo that gets me to buy something? I have the answer to that. It would be Zisser Tire. I don't think Zisser Tire has ever had a buy two tires, get two free sale or buy three, get one free. I don't believe they have. I don't think they have any intention of doing that. And sometimes they lose they lose some business, and they know that. They lose it to people who are dumb enough to really think they're getting a free tire. So here's how Zisser operates. You go into Zisser, you need some tires. Based on what kind of car or truck you're driving, and it doesn't matter what it is, light-duty, heavy-duty truck, performance car, family car, SUV, they'll give you your options for tires. Depending on how you drive, there are going to be several options. And then what they're going to do is give you every bit as good a deal and service on those tires as anybody else. And the way they would like to show you, prove to you they can do that, is they invite you to bring in an ad from any other tire dealer, anybody. You see a tire ad somewhere, if it's online, you print it out. If it's in the paper or a little those little things that are in the racks that you pick up that are free and have ads in them, cut that thing out too and take it into one of three different Zisser tire locations and say, here, I saw this ad. Can you do this? And my guess is going to be, in almost every case, the answer is yes, they're going to do that. I want you to get to know the folks at Zisser Tire. And even if there's not one real close to you, let's face it, you don't buy tires every week or every month. If you do, man, you are not driving right. You're taking some mighty hard corners if you're buying tires that often. So what do you buy? You buy tires every three years, probably about every 3 years. So why not go to a place that is, one, AM and the PM and is supporting this show, and two, you're going to drive away on those new tires, and I don't think it's psychological. I think you actually can tell, and I know that when I put new tires on, I can tell it. It's like, hey, this car feels better. It rides better, and probably you had a little alignment problem or an out-of-balance problem. That was taken care of, and that makes a difference. So we want you to consider these three locations. I don't care what kind of tire deal you saw anywhere. Give them a chance to show you they can match it or beat it. Delwood, Afton, or Wentzville. Either of the three. And if you went only those three locations, okay? Just those three locations. Those are the participating sponsors that are working to help make this show possible and who are AM and the PM. And if you want to know more, you go to this website, zissertire.com.
With an update on the afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How do things look, Tim?
We've got a few messes out here, Tina. First of all, an accident on westbound 70 just a little bit after West Florissant has the left lane blocked. They also have it partially on the right shoulder, and that has traffic jammed back to Salisbury. We've got a car fire, a vehicle fire, on southbound 270 at Page. Three lanes are blocked. One lane is open. You're backed up now approaching Dorset Road, and that was a vehicle fire, if I didn't mention that. Eastbound 40, that's jamming up now from just approaching Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 4064, that is slow from the Science Center through McCausland. We also have on that northbound 255, they are picking up the cones, but from 157 to just before Moosette, you only have the right lane open, and you got about, a two-mile jam up there. This traffic report is brought to you by TaxAct. TaxAct.com. Federal taxes are free to prepare, print, and file for everyone. It's fast, easy, and free, and your biggest refund is guaranteed. Everyone can feel free with TaxAct, including you. Go to TaxAct.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Majerus, head coach of the Billikens. If I were to see you on campus and stop you and say, hey, coach, give me a good restaurant to go to tonight.
I like the lasagna at Russo's.
There's only one thing tougher than a question from McGraw-Millhaven. His follow-up question.
Do you know that the Fountain on Locust was voted the best public restrooms in America?
Yeah, I know. I'm an honor of it. I one time went in there and didn't flush.
So. McGraw in the morning, 6 till 10, weekday mornings.
On the Big 550 KTRS. R&R Sanitation Port-A-Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for port-a-potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. at R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service. So you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, Local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hey, ladies, there's nothing more irritating than having a bad hair day, but I've got the answer to that. Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu for Beauty World. They're now offering the Chi Enviro American Smoothing Treatment. You go in the salon, it reduces your frizziness up to 95%. I don't care if you got curly or wavy hair. This treatment will last up to 4 months, takes about an hour and a half in the salon, and get this, it reduces your hair drying time and leaves your hair smooth and shining. Little to no frizz or flyaways, no harsh chemicals that you find in so many of those smoothing systems out there, and it's formaldehyde free. This treatment normally runs $350, but guess what? KTRS listeners, you can take advantage of this offer for just $175. That's half off the normal price. So call Beauty World today, get your appointment, and mention you heard it on the Big 550, save 50% off that retail price. Three locations, call 636-441-1699 or go online at beautyworldstl.com. Again, save 50% off the Chi Enviro American Smoothing Treatment exclusively at Beauty World.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus. More likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times they're still a-changin', and the winds they're still a-blowin'. For the highways they're a-rangin', and that big thing that they're towin' is their easy-ridin' way to enjoy each passin' day.
For the rest of your life. Gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
All right, boys and girls, let's see how smart you are. Do you know who won the heavyweight title 3 times? Do you know who won Best Supporting Actor 3 times? How about who won Best Burger in St. Louis 3 times? That one's easy. Cheeburger, Cheeburger. 5 sizes of burgers, 31 free toppings, and 950,000 possible burger combinations. And all are 100% all natural Angus beef. You could have a different burger combination every day for 2,602 years, but you might get tired of burgers after 100 years or so. So Cheeburger has grilled chicken, wraps, platters, salads, ice cream sundaes, and dozens of free toppings. And to go along with all that, Cheeburger has over 1 million milkshake combinations. Now you're a lot smarter than you were when we started this commercial. Oh yeah, for the answers to the 3-time heavyweight champion and best supporting actor, stop in at Cheeburger Cheeburger to find out the answers in Chesterfield Mall, in the Dillard's parking lot exterior entrance, or in De Pere on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction, and it's time for our spring roofing sale. That's right, I'm going to make you an offer where you can't lose. If Lane House Construction can't beat any reputable competitor's bid on a new roof, we will give you a $50 Visa gift card to use any way you choose. The neat thing is we're expanding our meter beat to include siding and windows. So call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or in St. Charles. Call our new store at 636-724-2000 or look us up on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Smokey. But only for one night when no Rob is still holding. We will talk to Rob. Rob, how are you?
Good. I need the problem solvers, right?
Well, then, Rob, you need us because we are.
The Problem Solvers.
What's the problem?
Here's the problem. I have a 16-year-old boy that's been looking. I live in O'Fallon, Illinois. Okay. He's been looking for a job hard, real hard, for about the last 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
He's been to every restaurant, every fast food, everywhere, and he cannot find a job. And he's got like 5 friends that's looking for a job also. And I was wondering, how can you help me out?
Well, that's a tall order.
Man.
I know.
That's a real tall order. I can't help you, and you can't help him. Here's my answer to that question, and I'm serious. He's got to find a way to approach an employer that's going to get the employer's attention and do it differently than everybody else does it. The days of that resume stuff are over.
Right.
They're over. And I don't know how creative he is, but I do have a suggestion for you, and I'll just throw this at you because it worked for me, but I was 23. But it worked. I was desperate for a job. And I went to an employer, and it was a place that I thought I wanted to work, and I said, look, I want to work for you, and if you will take a chance on me, which I don't think you're really taking a chance at all,
right,
let me work for you for, and he can pick a time, a month, 2 months. If you don't think I'm as good as anybody that's ever had this job, I will sign an IOU to pay you back what you paid me, and you had me work for free. And that says to the employer, this kid is confident, he is determined, and he's serious about getting a job and working hard, because no kid wants to get stuck with an IOU or a bill, if you will, for somebody that he's going to be paying off for the next year or two.
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff that gets an employer's attention, not just another kid who walks in and goes, you got any applications to fill out? And I see that everywhere I go, some kid sitting at a table, filling out an application. He looks like he's not even really serious about wanting a job. And some things never change. How he dresses when he goes in to look for a job is still crucial in most jobs. So he just
right.
he's got to get creative more than ever.
All right.
That's about the only advice I can give him, is think of something to get an employer's attention.
Well, most every place you went to, you have to apply online now, so they don't even talk to you.
No,
but
I know, and that's a shame.
To him to get a little sign and stand on the corner and say, I'm 16, I need a job, please help. And we think of that idea.
What do you think he wants to do? Anything?
Anything. He even went and applied for one of those people with holds a sign, a pizza sign outside in a costume.
Oh.
They were going to pay him $10 an hour, and they didn't hire him.
You know what? If he dressed in decent clothing and didn't look like a bum and did what you said and stood on the corner and said, I'm 16 years old, I'm not lazy, I want to work and make my way, would you please give me a call? I got to tell you, that would get my attention.
Hey, put Rob on hold because I have someone that would like to get a hold of him.
We already have an interested potential employer, Rob.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much.
Well, we'll put you on hold, and Dan will get you this guy's number, and we'll put the two of you together. Maybe he'll talk to your son.
Oh, I appreciate it very much, Frank. Thank you for the problem solvers, and I am AM and a PM.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Hallelujah, we've done it again.
What'd that take us, 20 seconds?
Yeah.
You know what, though? It really is true, and I don't buy this. I know that companies now, I have a friend that worked for AT&T. When my daughter was looking for a job, her expectations were unrealistic, because she graduated in May, and by June she's saying, oh my goodness, I don't have a job. I said, my goodness, you just graduated a month ago. It could take a year or two. But I talked to a couple of friends that worked at big corporations, and he's right. That guy's right. They won't allow their management position people to interview one-on-one a friend's daughter or son or somebody who knows someone. Your job is in jeopardy if they find out you did that. They're forced to send even a good friend's son through the same internet channels as everybody else. You get online, and I still maintain the creative people in the world find a way other than that way to do it. I don't care if you have to sit outside and wait till the manager leaves to get in his car to go home. If you approach him, excuse me, sir, my name is so-and-so. Hand him something with your name and phone number, and I desperately want to work. Not need a job, hungry, no, not desperation in that sense, but I want to work, and I want to work for you. is there anything we can do to set up a meeting? I mean, just do it. What do you got? What do you got to lose?
Right,
you got
exactly.
Nothing to lose. You got nothing to lose. We got Rich on here. Let's go to Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Frank.
How you doing?
Real quick, you kind of were showing a little bit of confusion about the bump graft thing, how that second car can make a difference.
The what?
Bump, the racing term.
Bump drafting.
Bump drafting.
Well, what it is the lead car, they're cutting the wind for the rest of the line. And as soon as I said that, I'm thinking that don't sound right.
Did you cut the cheese?
No, knock it off.
The wind.
I said cut the wind, not the cheese. Go ahead, explain it for us in the proper terms.
So, as that first car is out there, if he's all by himself, he's got all that wind resistance that's slowing him down.
Right, because he's
might only be 1 or 2 miles an hour, but it's slowing him down.
Right, he doesn't have that thing in front of him that sucks him along.
When the second car comes up behind him, because of the airflow over the car, and you get that little bit of a void vacuum effect behind the car.
Right.
When that second car comes up behind him and gets, and bumps him or is just a couple inches off of his bumper, it straightens out the airflow. So as it comes over that lead car, instead of coming down and swirling behind him, it just goes over him and the second car, and then you get the swirl. So they actually become more aerodynamically efficient and can actually get a couple 2 or 3 mile an hour for the same horsepower if they line up, as opposed to being out there all by themselves.
Listen to Rich. He's like a scientist.
Man.
Hey, that makes sense to me. I like your explanation better.
If you do watch Daytona, and you'll on Sunday, you'll notice there'll be two or maybe at some points during the race, three lines of cars. If there's two lines and somebody jumps out, they usually end up in the center. You can just watch the way he gets freight trained, because he's got all that wind that he's pushing through, plus that little bit of a swirl behind the car causing a vacuum that just slows him down, and those other two lines of cars will just freight train him.
Rich, the entire line
will just go right by him.
I'm stunned that I actually almost understand what you just said, but I do. I appreciate it. Thank you, Rich.
All righty.
Yeah, I actually, his makes more sense than the USA Today explanation. Let me read you an email about First Community. I love to do this, and I love when people write me emails like this. So Frank, I want to drop you a quick note. My latest First Community Credit Union experience, I've been looking for a minivan for my wife. I applied online for a bank loan. I was approved right away. I found the vehicle I wanted yesterday, called the loan department, and talked with Lisa. She was super helpful in getting me set up to close the loan the same day at the Wentzville branch. I went to the appointed time, signed some papers, was on my way back to the car lot with a check. The best part was that the loan was 1.73%
for
First Community Credit Union, which is lower than their lowest advertised rate. I have been banking with First Community quite some time now, and I wouldn't even consider ever going anywhere else. Thanks for the work. Look forward to hearing you on the radio. Tyler from St. Charles, thank you for the feedback on First Community Credit Union. Once again, there you go, folks. The people who do their banking at First Community Credit Union are happy people, and they're satisfied that they don't ever have to worry about shopping around for another place to bank, because what would you be shopping for? First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. They're working to clear this car fire on southbound 270 at Page. Now, they had three lanes blocked. Now it's only the right lane is blocked. They're trying to get it out of the way off to the shoulder, but the fire equipment has left. Traffic is jammed back on southbound 270 from Highway 70 down through Page. That's going to be making its way down towards Manchester and Dorney Ferry here in just a few minutes. But it also has westbound Page in that right lane backed up to Schutz as they try to ramp on to southbound 270. They've cleared the accident westbound 70 near West Florissant. All lanes are now open, but you still have a jam back to Salisbury. We've got a report of a stalled vehicle now blocking the ramp on westbound 70 at Union. We looked at eastbound 40. That was slowing now from Let's see. We were at Jefferson now to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 was the right lane at Park. And then westbound 40, you had slowdown between the Science Center and McCausland, but it's pretty wide open until you get down to Chesterfield Valley, and then it slows at Chesterfield Airport Road to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Help make sure your Buick is ready no matter what the traffic or weather brings. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
If your car battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven tough Duralast battery. Only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather, get in the zone.
A dual-ass battery.
Wow. Dual what?
Dual-ass.
Really?
A dual-ass battery. Yeah, maybe that's not what he said. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Come on, Bill.
Well, Charlie Sheen has apologized for saying Ashton Kutcher sucks on the show Two and a Half Men. In fact, Charlie said he's so upset about what he said he can barely look at himself in the mirror on his coffee table.
Oh, it's a cocaine joke. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Just wait for him to sink in.
Yeah.
Well, numerous guests who were staying at the hotel where Whitney Houston died are demanding refunds. Same go for the people at the theater where the latest Nicolas Cage movie died.
Oh.
Very good. And it was confirmed that Adam Lambert will join the rock band Queen for a concert this summer outside London.
Good move.
Some other British artists may also join the show. For example, Adele and Susan Boyle are going to sit in during Fat Bottom Girls.
Wow.
I like them both, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, this afternoon. Well, Netflix has signed on an exclusive movie rights deal with the Weinstein Company to stream some new movies now. Netflix isn't really that bright with their promotional ideas. Their latest one, The Artist, now available in surround sound.
Oh, man, that's not a good idea.
I know we're out of time. Have a great afternoon, and see you.
Hey, Bill Cleveland, everybody, courtesy of Laclede Cab. Don't go away. 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News.